Hello and welcome on the Belgian Eye. Bob is dead, or at least Bob might die. As it depends on the government, there is a possibility that Bob might be terminated. First of all, if you're questioning who's Bob, then I suppose you're not living long enough in this country or even on this continent. I'll make it easy on myself and read from the Bible, English Wikipedia. The Bob campaign aims to raise awareness of the dangers of drink driving. Drivers with high blood alcohol content are at increased risk of car accidents, highway injuries, and vehicular deaths. Alongside the general information that is offered during the campaign, there is an increased police surveillance, especially during the weeks running up to Christmas and New Year's Eve. And most of all, the campaign focuses on a designated driver approach. So, when you go out, we Belgians, we always ask, who's Bob? Or, who's Bob tonight? Which means, who from the lads will stay sober tonight and drive the car? The Bob campaign in this country started 20 years ago, and the concept has been picked up in the Netherlands, Germany, Luxembourg, and in France, where Bob became Sam. Now, it's possible that it will come to an end. The executing department is no longer federal, but it's now in the hands of the regions, and it's not sure whether the Flemish government will opt for the same campaign that the federal government set up years ago. Because yes, Bob is a brand, and it's property of the BIVV, the Belgian Federal Traffic Institute, which means that the ministries of transport of the regions might have to pay for the right to use Bob. The BIVV is one of the candidates to organize the next campaign and to continue with a well-known symbol, but other candidates are bound to pop up. The Flemish government and mobility minister Ben Wijs from NVA simply mentioned that they intend to follow the European guidelines on this and launch a public tender. Brussels Secretary of State for Transport Bianca de Baats, Christian Democrats, called on Wijs not to throw a successful, iconic campaign away. The name Bob and items such as keyrings have built a strong reputation during the past 20 years. According to her, a public tender might not be necessary. She believes it to be possible to continue with the BIVV. Okay. I have nothing against the Federal Traffic Institute BIVV, and I also believe it to be best that as many people as possible can enjoy and be protected by the Bob campaign. It's better that Flanders, Wallonia and Brussels enforce each other's communication, and furthermore, why not a Bob for whole Europe? But I also think it's odd that a figure that was invented 20 years ago, that grew in popularity and that became a general concept in a big part of Europe, such a figure that has become an important name in use for more safety, for more public purpose, still can be a figure that is treated as a brand, as a simple piece of marketing? I'm not interested in who's doing the next job, who will make the key rings and chains, t-shirts and posters, but I do hope that Bob's father will allow his son to go his own way. Please, don't kill him on the big altar of money and politics. Long live Bob, and have a nice day.